There's no doubt federal employees would like a pay raise in 2015, wouldn't we all? But whether they will get it and how much it would be, those are still very much up for debate. Federal News Radio's web manager Julia Ziegler brings us some details.
After 3 years without a federal pay raise, employees finally got a 1% raise in 2014. Now the big question turns to 2015 and what we're likely to see there. As we know, President Obama has proposed a 1% pay raise again for federal employees. But recently, a handful of Democrats also introduced a bill that that calls for a 3.3% pay increase for feds in 2015. So our own Mike Causey threw this out to the crowd and wanted to get their opinions on what they thought. And as you can imagine, we got a ton of comments on federalnewsradio.com about this topic and whether or not a pay raise will actually happen.
Well, isn't the proverb, the more the better? I mean, wouldn't that apply here?
Yes, the more the better, definitely when it comes to the actual pay raise. And I would say the more the better when it comes to the comments, too. I found a lot of them pretty interesting and wanted to share some of those with you. So one person says, federal employees, with the exception of those in Congress, are neither millionaires nor are they allowed to sleep in their offices. It's not surprising that congressmen, including but not limited to 22% of the freshmen who sleep in their offices with the equivalent of maid and concierge service, are not aware of the high cost of living in the national capital area. Perhaps if they had to get up and go to work like the rest of us, they would be able to actually work and get something meaningful accomplished. But I do think there is something to be said here, Emily, for, you know, the fact that that while federal employees have only gotten a 1% pay raise over the last, let's say it was 3 years without a pay raise, and now this fourth year finally getting the increase, that's a lot. There's a lot of other increases going on at the same time. As you and I both know, health care premiums continue to go up. Cost of living continues to go up. So that's something we hear from federal employees a lot is, you know, hey, yeah, you may have given us a 1% pay raise, but come on, guys on the Hill, we need a little bit more to keep up with inflation and those kinds of things.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's hard for anybody to find an affordable place to live in this area.
Absolutely. That's another problem, especially, you know, now, of course, we know federal employees are across the world, across the country. But for federal employees here in the Washington, D.C. area, cost of living is definitely higher than some other places. And so that's something that, you know, definitely comes into play as well. Now, as for whether or not federal employees actually think this pay raise is going to happen, here's what some of them had to say. One person says, I do not see a 3.3% raise in our future. I suspect we will see a 0% cost of living increase for fiscal year 2015. We are now grateful that we will not have any unpaid furlough days this fiscal year. Someone else says, we'll believe a 3% raise when I see it. And even if we get it, health insurance will go up, Obamacare or not. So don't expect to see any additional stimulation of the economy by the feds. And one final comment on that topic. The best chance for a higher raise than the 1% proposed by Obama is if the GOP tries to boost the military raise, also a 1% proposal by Obama. The GOP has done this in the past, but there was no effort from the Dems to secure pay parity with the rest of the workforce. If the GOP does seek a higher raise for the military, then the Dems should do what they did for decades prior to Obama taking office, and that is to seek a provision for pay parity.
Uh-huh. And so what they're suggesting is make this a campaign issue, which will be a challenging thing, but there are federal employees in every single congressional district. So possible. But, you know, it's funny how the last couple of years have really changed expectations. We're talking about a 3.3% potential raise as really a pipe dream.
Yeah.
Unrealistic. And it's only 3.3%.
It's funny that you say that because that's exactly what one of our commenters said. They said federal employees will receive a 3.3% raise, but it will take 4 years to get it. Federal employees need to accept the new realities regarding federal pay. There is virtually no support in the Congress or country for federal pay increases. The, quote, gravy train is over. If you are a federal employee and you want to see your pay increase significantly, you need to seek and secure promotions.
Well, and exactly. And now you are seeing these liftings here and there of hiring freezes that were in place for a couple of years. So there might be more movement internally among agencies, people who see these promotions or changing to new jobs as a way for them to elevate their own personal situation, their finances and everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think, though, I do think it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next few years. You know, we're out of perhaps the economic crisis that we were in 2008 and 2009, which precipitated all of this budget crunching and all that. But the fact is that sequestration still remains over the next 10 years. We're in a two-year budget cycle right now, for all intents and purposes. But, you know, that sequestration is still out there. And so in years, what would it be, years 3 through 10 or 4 through 10, we'll see what actually happens there and how much of an effect, I think, or whether that will have an effect on federal hiring, where people choose to work, whether that is in the public sector or the private sector. So I think over the next few years, there's a lot of things that are going to come into play here when it comes to who the federal government is able to hire and keep on.
Yeah, and ultimately that pay is up to Congress.
So. Absolutely.
You have some other pretty cool things on federalnewsradio.com. Do you want to just go through them briefly?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. Federal News Radio and Gavini are working together now to make sense out of the data that's out there surrounding contract spending within agencies. Gavini, for people who don't know, is a data analytics company. And so each month what we're going to be doing is taking all of this data that exists out there that is about, you know, how much federal agencies are spending on contracts, who they're buying products and services from, what they're buying, and how much they're spending. And we're going to take all that data and make it into charts that are user-friendly so that you as the consumer can go to our website and see kind of what those trends are. The idea is just really make this this data make sense for people, because there's a lot of it, but when you get it in its raw form, it doesn't always look pretty. So we're making it look pretty for you. And so the first set of graphs that we've put together are about the Agency for International Development and how their contract spending has changed or grown or shrank over the past few years. So I urge people to check it out on federalnewsradio.com. It's right in the features section on our homepage. And of course, if there's a specific agency that you would like to see, we ask people to email us with that, because each month we'll be looking at a different agency.